3-2 pitch. Ground ball at the glove of Ibar. They did it. They win it. The Netherlands is going to Miami. Down goes the Dominican.
The Dutch baseball team has achieved the greatest victory in its country's baseball history. Admittedly, baseball in the Netherlands isn't as prominent as, say, Dutch mercantilism, Dutch painting, Dutch navigation. I don't know, going Dutch? Anyway, lots of Dutch things. But the team has advanced in the World Baseball Classic by beating the Dominican team twice. It's great to back an underdog, but how big of a deal was that achievement given the semi-obscurity of that event? NPR's Mike Pesca plays referee.
We know the Dominicans and Puerto Ricans are baseball crazed, but the Dutch, not so much. You can look at the Netherlands baseball team or the Nederlands honkbal team in the local language as a darling underdog. The Dominican team they defeated twice was made up of players who will be paid over $80 million this year from major league clubs. Only one Dutch player who gets the league minimum is even on a major league roster. So the Dutch are ahead in the count, but wait. Considering the Netherlands is at a disadvantage to the Dominican Republic is pretty warped. Per capita income in the Netherlands is the equivalent of over $41,000 US, and it's under 9,000 in the Dominican. The population of the Netherlands is almost 16 million. It's only 9.5 million in the Dominican. So the larger, much wealthier nation won.
Strike!
Also, the most important players on the Dutch roster are from the Netherlands Antilles. Residents of these Caribbean islands are fully Dutch citizens, but really they're not bicycling to work next to a canal Dutch.
Strike!
But a lot of other teams, like the Italians, allow a player with a grandparent born in Italy to play for them. Even the Dominicans allowed Alex Rodriguez on their team before he was injured after playing for the U.S. last time. So the count is now even, and here comes another strike. Does anyone really care about the World Baseball Classic? But actually, let's count it as a foul ball because the players care. The Dominican team, filled with supposedly jaded major leaguers, were thrilled to pull ahead in extra innings and crushed when they lost the game. And the payoff pitch is this. The Netherlands team didn't act as if they'd won a mere series of games played by teams from all over the world. They acted like they won the World Series. So based on their joy alone, it's going, gone, Dutch 'em all. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.